Good morning, members. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Ways and Means Committee, but we do not have a quorum yet. So we cannot come to official order until we do have a quorum, but we're going to get started anyway with the explanation of the pensions bill. So Representative Lilly, I'm going to call you up first. We're rearranging the order in order to wait for a few more members. And we know how long-winded you are, Representative Lilly, so we want to give you plenty of time. And if Co-Chair O'Driscoll is also available, excellent. So we can't move it, we can't do anything official, but we can listen to you brilliant representatives explain a bit about this pensions bill to the committee that's here. Representative Lilly.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. We're excited to be before you. This is a culmination of some pretty incredible work that was done in the Pension Commission. For those of you that don't know, the Pension Commission is a joint commission between the Senate and the House. And so Senator Friends and his team over in the Senate, and then myself and Chair O'Driscoll and the House side and other members, and we put together, which I think is a really solid bill, and I'm sure it's all in your packets, but just kind of at a high level, there's a really strong movement in the St. Paul teacher issue. Police and fire has a strong piece of this bill, and then we set up an entirely new plan. A lot of people say that work groups aren't successful, but we have a new plan for the probation and 911 correction workers. And so that's essentially just really at a high view. I was kind of hoping at some point our fiscal staff could go through the numbers, given this is the Finance Committee, and we could go in deeper. And there's also maybe later there's a fix that Chair Cleborn and Chair Nash spent a lot of time to work on, and that's incorporated in this bill for the State Board of Investments. And I don't know if my co-lead or Chair O'Driscoll, if he wants to say something at this point, or if we should just go to an overview.
Thank you, Representative Lilly. I'm going to take advantage of this break to officially call this meeting to order, as we do have a quorum, and we will take care of the minutes. Representative Agbaje, have you had a chance to review the minutes of our last meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Agbaje recommends approval of the minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. For that, and now we can move ahead to Representative O'Driscoll, and then we'll go to fiscal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Ways and Means Committee. Back in 2018, we did some very hard decisions. That was a state investment and the investment by employees who are covered by Minnesota's pension plans. And one of the things that we said is that when these plans start stabilizing and growing and getting to the levels that we need to, the legislature will look at restoration of benefits. And one of the big things that is in here is the second year of the police and fire COLA delay. As a part of the agreement, those individuals have had to wait for up to 3 years before they were going to be able to be entitled to a 1% COLA. This brings them back in line with all other state employee groups that are covered by Minnesota pensions. We also are doing some additional work with the St. Paul teachers, as Representative Lilly had indicated. We do have some other financial fixes that are in here. This is a very, very solid bill. You will learn more about it in your individual caucuses. I won't go through the policy related stuff since this is the Finance Committee, but I strongly encourage the committee to give a positive endorsement to this. Good work done by a lot of people on a very strong bipartisan basis. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I will move House File 4074 before the committee. And there is a DE2 amendment. Do you need to comment anything about the DE2 chairs, or can we move right into adopting it?
Mr. Chair, it's just to get the bill that came out of the commission kind of wrapped into and tied into the vehicle bill that we had going forth.
Any member questions directly related to the DE2?
Mr. Chair, just very quickly, we had estimates that we were looking on this. This is a resolution of an actual number, so we have been using that, and so we want to certainly make sure that it ties out and reflects what the actual funding is going to be. So it's a $69,000 correction in funding that will be actually a reduction in the amount of money that was for the target for the pensions bill this year.
Thank you. Any questions directly related to the DE2? All those in favor of adopting the DE2 amendment to House File 4074, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have the DE2. We also have an A8 amendment. Would you care to explain the A8 amendment?
I believe the A8 is the financial component. We had some numbers that came in late, and just to catch it all up and put it together into one nice package.
I will turn to fiscal regarding the A8 or the A8 amendment to the DE2.
Helen Roberts can talk.
Oh, Helen Roberts, welcome to the Ways and Means Committee. We're happy to have you with us. So we're working right now on the A8 amendment. So if you could to the DE2. So if you could run through that, and then we'll do more numbers later.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Helen Roberts from the House Fiscal Staff. The A8 amendment to the DE2 amendment is the numbers correction that Representative O'Driscoll mentioned. We had a revised fiscal note come in related to the employer contributions for the new probation and telecommunications plan, and so that's a correction to those numbers.
Thank you. Any questions regarding the A8 amendment to the DE2? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A8 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The A8 amendment to the DE2 to House File 4074 is approved. At this point, I think it'd be good to go through more of the numbers. Seeing nodding from the chairs, please go ahead and march us through the numbers of the bill as amended.
Mr. Chair, members, you have a spreadsheet before you that shows two sets of columns. The first is for the current biennium, fiscal year 26 and 27, and then the second set is for the tails, the 28 and 29 biennium. The first item that you'll see is the first set of lines that deal with a change related to the State Board of Investment, or SBI. This was a Representative Cleavorn and Representative Nash provision, and what it does is reallocates the way that the board assesses its costs for investing the various funds. The first piece is it eliminates a direct reduction that's made in the state government finance bill, a direct general fund appropriation of $139,000. The second item you'll see is the $8 million in direct aid to para, police, and fire, and that's for the costs of removing a COLA delay. The next set of provisions on the spreadsheet that you'll see relate to the new probation and telecommunications subplan. The first three items on lines 14 through 16 are employer contribution funding for the state agencies and Met Council that are impacted by this. And then you will also see on lines 17 and 18, there are two lines that relate to direct state aid for MSRS and PERA, and this is related to aid for a 20-month reduction in the employee contributions. And there is also, finally, you'll see on line 20, a small appropriation for the public safety employees that are paid out of the Trunk Highway Fund. Next, on line 22 and 23, the direct state aid for the benefit changes for the St. Paul Teachers Plan. And so the total of expenditure changes are $14.6 million in 26-27, and then you'll see $11.9 million in the tails. Moving on, there's the second piece of the SBI change is a loss of general fund revenue as they reallocate the way the expenses are apportioned. That's a loss of investment income to the general fund, so there's a net impact from that change of $643,000 cost. And so the total for the pension bill is on the final line, general fund, $15.369 million in fiscal year 27, and then $12.697 million in each year in the tails.
Thank you. Now we'll move to member questions to the bill as amended. Representative Cleavorn.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And I just would like to thank the chairs of the Pension Committee for putting the SBI provision into the bill. It really does change the way that the dollars are accounted for, and it adds transparency, accuracy, and brings us into modern methods of accounting for expenses. So thank you very much. I appreciate your cooperation and help in this regard. Thank you both.
Thank you, Chair Claiborne. Chair Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, I really want to thank Chair O'Driscoll and Chair Lilly for working with me on the pension bill that we were talking about that didn't make it across the finish line. For folks that don't know, here in the Minnesota House, we don't have a pension plan. We're, you know, state employees that don't have that option. And so I had been working with Chair O'Driscoll on a way to see if we as legislators could opt into some sort of pension plan, because we know that this job is really difficult. We don't get paid much. And so, you know, working to try and get this benefit for future legislators who come in might help attract some good folks. And so I appreciate Chair O'Driscoll really trying to hustle this, and Chair Lilly working as well with me on this. Bummer it didn't make it across the finish line, but I just really wanted to say thank you and appreciate your work.
Thank you, Chair Cagle. Chair Nash.
I just wanted to echo what Chair Claiborne said. Thank you to both of you for working with the two of us to find a place to put SBI. It's just good governance and provides a way for them to do their job and have an easy pathway back to every state agency on how they account for their fantastic managerial services. So thank you to the two of you and my co-chair.
Any other member questions? Chair Novotny.
Thank you, Chair Torkelson. two items, just they're more statements. Really hope long term we get something done with the duty disability that helps the state keep the promises to the public safety officers that put themselves out there for permanent physical disability. The second part is asking for a constituent who was greatly affected by the cost of living increases, and any chance for retroactive going back to 2020 on the Article 2 fixes? Yeah, I didn't think so. Thank you.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chair Novotny. Chair Kosnick.
Mr. Chair, thank you. If you could appreciate a little indulgence just to give special note to Chair O'Driscoll and his many years of work on this pension committee. As a newer member back when I started, I had a constituent issue that my two predecessors tried to resolve. I didn't know a lot about what I was talking about or asking for. I really appreciate the mentorship and the time that he took, and ultimately we were able to make a big change for a constituent in my community, and kind of a one-off type deal, but it just goes to show the work that he's done and the dedication Chair O'Driscoll has had to the Pensions Committee, and you'll be missed on this committee, but thank you for your work that you've impacted a lot of people. So now I don't have to say this on the floor.
Thank you, Chair Kosnick. Any final remarks, Chairs? Chair O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just like to expound on one of the provisions that we didn't talk about that was brought up by Chair Novotny about a policy-related item that's in here. We have an issue that the Commission's been very, very close with, and it affects a lot of folks in the area of duty disability for police and fire. We've seen an explosion in the number of applications for that, which really has a huge fiscal impact on the viability of the police and fire pension plan, because you're paying out monies earlier and longer than actuarially anticipated. And last year we had a fix on there. I was hoping to go to a work group last year. We still have some tweaking that needs to be done, and the Commission has decided to authorize a work group to sit around the table in the interim to come up with the answer, not an answer, but the answer to this problem, and bring it back to the legislature. And so I think that's worth underscoring, because that affects a lot of folks who are out there, and it does have a direct impact as those costs lean into the payment structure under the PERA, police and fire.
Thank you, Chair O'Driscoll. Chair Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And this bill is really a solid bill, and I think it's amazing work that we were able to accomplish in this current time. Divided government, 67-67, and I've just, it's incredible. And so, like, the probation officer program that we're starting in here is really solid work, and it comes out of a work group. So when Chair O'Driscoll says to Representative Novotny that we're going to look at this, we shot that to a work group. But we're proving that work groups can be successful in this space. Mm-hmm. So we're committed to trying to do something there. On the, it was nice of Chair Kosnick, here publicly, he didn't say it, but he did kind of mention I lost a highway project because we took a nick of his money. But so there's a price we all pay in this business.
You know? Your district.
In my district, right. No, it's, since we have a few seconds, we don't have a crazy agenda, but this has really been a great shining star of this session in this space. We have incredible people that are watching these funds, and they're so important to all the workers of the state of Minnesota that, you know, count on these pensions. And there's a lot of people back there. I'm not going to name them all here today, but just really take these jobs serious of protecting these funds. Thank you, Chair Cleborn and Nash, for working with SBI. I don't know the number. He knows it off his head. But the SBI, how many billion?
That they manage?
Yes.
More than we have.
It's so much money, and it's such a level of responsibility that we, you know, that none of us, I feel like, we can understand. But this, and our staff, Susan Lucheski and her team, just do incredible work. We're super lucky to have her, and of course, nonpartisan. And again, I get to work with Helen again. That's fun. But anyways, I just, at the end, I'm sorry to do this, but I just feel like it'd be wrong not to thank again Chair O'Driscoll. He's just been a true partner. And, you know, there's another side of this building, well, actually two parts. There's a governor's office and a Senate, believe it or not, that we have to work with. But we've been side by side, and our leaders above us have been very engaged in this topic. And it's just really been a shining star. But Tim is going to be greatly missed in this pension space and beyond. But he has just shot me straight the whole entire session. We've worked as great partners. And his team, and I just really value this, that we've been able to do this. There's so much to learn in this space, but anyways, I just really want to publicly thank Chair O'Driscoll. Just really a class act.
Thank you, Chair Lilly. Seeing no other member comments, the chair will take a little discretion here. I want to thank both of you and the people you work with on pensions, but especially Chair O'Driscoll. This is not just a good bill this year. This is a culmination of a series of good pension bills that have brought us from some pretty critical times in pensions, and you've been working your way out of that step by step over a series of bills and a series of years. And I think it's a good model for all legislators to understand you really can't do everything at once, but you can make steady progress and have good results in the end. So thank you, especially to Chair O'Driscoll. And seeing no other comments,
Mr. Chair,
I renew my motion.
Mr. Chair, if I could just make one other comment.
You could.
It's extremely important for us to have gotten on top of these pension-related issues in 2018 is Minnesota's credit rating hangs in the balance. These are called unfunded liabilities. And so when the state of Minnesota or any of our political subdivisions, cities, counties, school districts go to borrow money, if our credit rating is affected by that, interest rates go up and we're needlessly paying money. Because we're perceived as a higher risk as a state, and we've been able to maintain our AAA credit rating, pulling out where we were in a nosedive in 2018 and stabilizing where we are right now. So that is a testament to this Ways and Means Committee for watching budgets and helping with these kinds of things, and for both the House and the Senate leadership and the governor's office for making money available for us to be able to keep these plans in a good spot. So you save on the interest by putting that money into the plans, and we win as Minnesotans that way.
Thank you. The chair renews his motion that House File 4074, as amended, be referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
House File 4074, as amended, is referred to the General Register.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Uwakian. Next, we have Senate File 4282. There is a DE1 amendment, and since it's a DE, I will go ahead and move that Senate File 4282 come before the committee, and I will also move the DE1 amendment to get the bill into the shape the author would like. All those in favor of the DE1 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The bill is amended. Chair Uwakian, to the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Senate File 4282 with amended on our education finance forecast article. These forecasted adjustments align with the February 26 forecast data that funds each of our K through 12 programs and appropriations accordingly to the underlying statutory formulas. There's a bill summary I believe you guys may have, and I'll stand for any questions.
Any questions to Senate File 4282 as amended? Chair Kreisha, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Uwakian. We should move this on. It's in the shape that we need it, and I would recommend passage.
Thank you. Seeing no other member questions, I will renew the motion. Did you have any closing remarks, Chair Uwakian?
Vote yes.
I will renew the motion that Senate File 4282, as amended, be passed and referred to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The bill is referred. Thank you, Chair Uwakian. At this point, we're going to take care of some very important business. I would like the pages to proceed to the testifiers' table, please. Members, you know, we often, as members, take for granted that everything is in order and on our table when we get here. And this year, I think these pages have performed flawlessly. I don't recall one point where we've had to backtrack because of missing paperwork or things not being in perfect order. The three pages are Harry Hust, K.N. Corder, and Mira Van Hunnick, but I think we need to hear a little bit more about them. So if you could tell us, each of you individually, what brought you to be a page and what your future plans might be. And state your name for the record, of course. Who wants to start? Well, let's start with Harry. He looks like he's eager to go.
Hi, my name is Harry Hust. I graduated from St. Cloud State University with a major in poli-sci. What brought me to paging was I had worked kind of in federal politics previous to this, so I was interested in kind of exploring state level and learning more about what goes on here in the state I grew up in. My future plans are, as of right now, I've got some military training up at Camp Ripley this summer that I'm looking forward to. I really enjoyed this committee. Big thank you to the CLAs. You were great to work with.
Thank you, Harry. Good job. Next.
My name is Kyan Corder. I'm from the Red Wing area. I studied at Emory University, came home. I was very homesick. I love Minnesota. I worked with the high school page program as a junior, and I wanted to come back. Always wanted to work at the Capitol. My favorite part about being a page is just being on the floor and watching you guys debate. My future plans.
That makes one of us. So.
It's good fun to be on the sidelines anyway. My future plans are undetermined. But, yeah.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, I'm Mira Van Hunnick. I'm from Minneapolis originally. And I graduated from the U of M with an English and Communications double major in 2025, so last year. I found this job on a job board randomly, and I had never been exposed to local politics or state politics in this way, and so I was really excited to be able to come and sit in on committees that I'm interested in. I was on environment, children, families, and ways, and it was all super interesting, engaging. And then my future plans, I have a job lined up to work for the Forest Service in Colorado this summer. So I'm going to be doing trail maintenance out there. Yeah.
Well, thank you all. How about a round of applause for our pages? preview. Co-chair Frazier.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We will post to be decided for Monday, so stay tuned for what may come up.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.